Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to Red Men News. I'm Chris Pajak and today I'm joined by Georgia Stevens. We've got loads to talk about today, actually. And I'm looking forward to getting to the comments after we have done. Before I get started, though, I just want to bring to your attention over on the main channel, we'll be doing Being Liverpool rewatch along 7:30 this evening with Dave Kirby, the fellow who was obviously in the show and made the show what it is. It's been brilliant to watch so far. This is episode 4. If you want to go back and watch the previous ones, you can do. But we'll be watching Being Liverpool together. We'll be talking to Dave because he was in the show and we'll be discussing it as well. That's 7:30 this evening over on youtube.com/TheRedMenTV. Anyway, Georgia, we're here to talk Liverpool news. And first off, Liverpool have been tipped to complete a £133 million transfer for Wolves player Adama Traore. Are we going to sign Adama Traore for £133 million?
I mean, I hope not. Well, we've been talking about Timo Werner not having money and suddenly we're going to splash out £133 million all of a sudden. I don't see that kind of happening.
Yeah, so it's not happening at all, is it? Let's be honest. Liverpool are not spending £133 million. I'm reading from Birmingham Live, which is something that actually crops up fairly regularly on this show. Go on, what?
Reputable news source.
Honestly, I think they're part of the Reach PLC, to be honest with you, because they've got the same amount of adverts and pop-ups as the Liverpool Echo website. So Liverpool are being tipped to make a move for Wolverhampton Wanderers winger. Whoa. WWW there, Adama Traore in the next transfer window. And somebody who nobody gives a shit about has said, it wouldn't surprise me if someone like him is bought by Liverpool because he's got such good assets, Bruce told Football Insider. Alex Bruce, that is. Pundit Alex Bruce thinks the 24-year-old would be a good sign. He's a handful for anybody to play against and useful for any club to have in their squad. The pace and power that he has, I believe it's the biggest asset that you can have in football. Now, pace, power, two massive assets, and I don't think anybody's saying otherwise, Georgia, but it comes down to money here, doesn't it? It is a player that Klopp likes. He is a handful.
No, he's a great player without doubt. Like, I think you only have to watch him even when he was in the Championship. He is really kind of a special player of watching him, but in the terms of where would he take money out of it, where would he even fit into a Liverpool side right now? Would you play him kind of like he was of a wing-back? Would you try and, you know, fill him in for someone? I don't believe he'd be a starting 11, and I don't see him as a player wanting to be a kind of rotation squad. So before you even look at £133 million, I just don't see it happening.
Well, that's poo-pooed on that parade. The one thing is, though, and listen, I know his pace is a huge asset, and obviously we see that with Mo Salah regularly and Sadio Mane and stuff. I almost get the impression that 2 years ago we'd have been a better fit for us when we were playing on the counter and stuff. I know we still do that, but now with the possession-based game that we've got, you kind of nullify that a little bit, don't you, that in-behind ball?
Yeah, I think that's as well. When you look at Mo and Sadio Mane and even Bobby, it's, yeah, they've got pace, yeah, they've got that bit of power, but they're also on the ball technically. They can pass and knock a ball about better than some midfielders in the Prem. And although, you know, Traore is kind of on a similar level, is he at that standard? I don't think so.
No, I agree with you. And so does Ellie Anthony Gemayel, in the comments, who just simply says, we can get Sancho with that money. And I think if I'm going to put it to the comments now, oh, by the way, hello, Catalina, who's watching on Periscope. Thank you very much for joining us. Let us know whether you'd rather Liverpool go for Adama Traore or Jadon Sancho. And if you are going for Adama Traore, please tell me the reason why you go for him over Jadon Sancho, because I'd love to hear it. So we're going to get on to the next comment right now. The next news piece, I should say. Actually, it's Paisley Gates I'm reading from this time. And club ready proposal to sign £25 million Liverpool playmaker dash report, which is a bit of a strange headline, if I'm honest. Liverpool need to improve their depth of attacking departments, and they must replace Jadon Shaqiri. As per reports, the Swiss international is looking to leave the Merseysiders for regular first-team football, and Photomac claim that Galatasaray are readying a proposal to sign him. Why the Liverpool players always seem to go to Turkish football clubs?
I don't know. I think Turkish football's kind of, it's a hard one to, I think the fans and the fan base is always kind of pretty fanatic, you know. It's a real, like, especially Galatasaray, and you look at that, and maybe that is something. I think for Shaqiri, it fits, because I think you look at the clubs he's already been at and the leagues he's been at. I think, like, the Turkish league is one that maybe just wants to tick off.
Maybe. Like, I mean, when it comes to Shaqiri, obviously, he's only played a few times this season. I think it's only four games he's actually played for us this season. He's been a bit out on the fringes. You know, we had 9 goal contributions last season, if I remember, 6 goals and 3 assists. Now, is that someone at 28 years old that you'd imagine would want to move on from this Liverpool side? Or do you think he's quite happy to just sort of get a few appearances and make a contribution if and when he's needed?
I think when you see the games he has played and the contributions he's made, he has changed the game in the times that he has come on in, like, big games. And I think you see the way he does play. He always seems like a player who wants to be on the pitch, who's kind of raring to get on. But the same, just when he's been starting and things like that, it hasn't really gone as well as we've kind of expected and we'd hoped. But I think, you know, looking at, like you said, the age, is he quite happy to kind of be that rotation player, to be that kind of super sub, or does he want to be kind of the star man for a quote-unquote, like, smaller club at the moment?
No, I think that's right. I think it's interesting when you think, you know, he was an absolute, you know, he was the linchpin of that Stoke side, wasn't he? So he's gone from being the main guy in a team to a fringe player. I'm sure he's probably itching to get back into a first team, and he probably believes in himself. You know, this is a guy who, I think I'm right in saying, he's won 2 Champions Leagues, because I think he got one as a substitute for Bayern Munich a few years back, and now obviously for Liverpool. So really interesting. I imagine that he'll move on. I can't see £25 million. I can't see that, you know, any of those sort of fringe players that we were getting sort of £20-25 million for, I can't see that we're going to be doing that at all anymore. I think, you know, if we could get £25 million from, I think Liverpool move him on and maybe put that towards Werner. But we'll move on to the next story anyway. Jordan Henderson sends a message to N'Golo Kanté after Chelsea star's refusal to train, according to the Daily Mirror. So this is Henderson's basically said, listen, if one of the Liverpool players doesn't feel safe, he backed them up, and he understands why the likes of Troy Deeney and now N'Golo Kanté aren't going to be training, because they don't feel safe. And Hendo goes on to say that he feels safe, and that's why he's training and stuff. And it's good. You can just tell he's such a great captain just by these words talking for players that aren't even at our team, can't you?
Yeah, it's very similar to when we had the whole sort of players together movement sort of after the Matt Hancock comments, and it was kind of Jordan Henderson again leading a pack of players that have nothing to do with Liverpool Football Club nor have any ties. And I think it's again the type of guy he is, the type of leader he is, and it links to, you know, England and things like that. I think it's good to see him now kind of bedding in this, as this kind of spokesperson, and kind of comfortable in making these statements, because I think every team kind of needs that kind of person.
I think you're right. I think we've also got somebody, Sudasharan, who's saying that Pajak is talking with George's voice. So he was obviously, then Tom's gone in and said, refresh, it shouldn't be like that. But he's come back and said, this is way funnier. So that, I'd imagine, would be quite amusing for him. Hopefully that's not the case for everybody who is watching this. But it could be, you never know. I'd like to tell you what the next news story is, but I'll be honest with you, my Chrome's crashed. and I can't move on. I can see that the headline was Curtis, so this is probably Curtis Jones. And Curtis Jones was talking to the official Liverpool channel, Georgia, if I remember from my brief glance over, and saying that this is the perfect place for him to be. And it's great to see Curtis Jones talking about that and talking about Liverpool like that, isn't it?
Yeah, it says in it, you know, it's great that he's grateful to be developing his talents inside Liverpool. He then goes on and talks about, you know, the Everton game and scoring that goal and things like that. And I think it's good to see such kind of a young kid being happy at a club. I think he knows his place and he knows that it's somewhere he's going to be for quite a while and he's kind of the future. It's not that he's suddenly demanding that he wants to be starting and playing every single game, which is great.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, he'll know from players who've left recently to go to Italian teams who won't be named that the grass isn't always greener on the other side, is it? I think, you know, Curtis understands that, you know, in Jurgen Klopp, he's got a manager there that can develop and can see a way into the first team for him. And he wants to go out there and prove that. Let's hope that my Chrome, oh, it's working. Magic. So Chelsea star Billy Gilmore, admits he wears Andy Robertson's Liverpool shirt at home. Now, before anyone gets into this, he's a Chelsea fan through and through, but randomly wears Andy Robertson's shirt around the house because they swapped after the FA Cup game. This pisses me off, to be honest with you. I know just because, you know, Billy Gilmore was brilliant in that game. But I saw so much fume about it, and probably from Chelsea fans on Twitter and stuff, Georgia. But this is a guy who's Scottish wearing the Scotland captain shirt. Who's, you know, is there anything wrong with that?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I don't think so, because I think it also shows how big Andy Robertson is in Scotland, in the sense of, especially when you look at the story of his kind of his football and career kind of from, it's very similar to like we kind of lost it over Jamie Vardy a few years ago. It's that kind of, so for a young kid to be admiring, you know, his captain, it's not really that big of a deal. Still a bit odd.
Yeah, if it was a Liverpool player, and let's say it was Sadio Mane wearing a Real Madrid shirt, how would you feel?
Not great.
I'd be fuming. But the fact of the matter is it's a Chelsea player wearing a Liverpool player's shirt, so it's totally fine because he knows that Liverpool's a bigger club and Robertson's a better player than any of the ones that they've got. So it's absolutely fine for Billy Gilmore to do it. It's absolutely not fine, and it's cringy as fuck if a Liverpool player were to do it. There's another new story that's propped up about Virgil van Dijk could have gone to Manchester City if he didn't pick up a couple of yellow cards and play in the Europa League, which feels like a little bit of a stretch, if I'm honest. The fact of the matter here, though, Georgia, is that Virgil van Dijk didn't. So the news here is Virgil van Dijk didn't go to Manchester City and he went to Liverpool to become the best centre-back the world's ever seen, win a European Cup, and he's on the verge of winning a Premier League. Happy? Yes, Georgia, you are. See? Yeah. Told you. What is this? This is his news, is it?
I was very confused. I think until I got to the bottom of the article until it mentioned where he could have signed for Man City, which was just in fact that a Man City scout was going to watch him, but because he wasn't in Europe, he couldn't. So,
oh God almighty, like they were the deal nearly done.
But that's like you could say could have signed for Preston North End if they would have drew against Preston. And it, like, it's not going to happen, is it? Let's be real.
Preston North End was still a big football club 100 years after the fact that they were a big football club. Virgil van Dijk could have gone to Preston North End. Let's get that one trending on fucking social media. And finally, again, not really Liverpool news, but we're going to get into the comments very soon. Jordan Ibe is set to leave Bournemouth on July the 1st. Now, the reason I find this one interesting, Georgia, is because, first of all, you know, there was all the stuff about he broke lockdown restrictions, so have his hair cut and all that type of stuff. But what's really interesting for me here is the contract side of things haven't been sorted out yet. His contract runs out on July the 1st and he will be allowed to leave. Now, you bring that back to someone like a Liverpool, have we got any players there that could leave? I mean, is Adam Lallana one of our players that potentially could leave? This is something that needs sorting out by the Premier League, isn't it? The contracts either need to be extended or whatever, don't they?
Yeah, I think we were speaking about it the other day. When you look at other sports, like I think the other day F1 and everybody was renewing contracts because that's this is the time that it gets done. But obviously they're also saying we're staying with the team we're driving for the whole season. I think when you look, I think Chelsea have just extended Giroud's contract so that it stays for the remainder of this season should it continue. And I think there is a lot of grey areas at the moment that it kind of works and suits for some clubs, and then for other clubs it's kind of a bit of a headache, I think.
It's got to be, hasn't it? I mean, you know, I'm not sure, I can't remember off the top of my head if Adam Lallana is one of those guys where his contract runs out. Maybe it's the end of next season for Lallana, but, you know, if we had someone, you know, an interesting one from Manchester United, of course, is Igalo. You know, he's supposed to leave the Chinese football club that he plays for. Obviously wanted him back and stuff. Tom's just messaged me there and said, I think Klein's one of those players who actually has been linked with a move to Glasgow Rangers. That wouldn't surprise me either, Georgia.
No, any sort of Rangers and the connection now that's kind of there with obviously Gerrard and things. And plus it's a good club, it's a good level. We spoke about it the other day of players finding their levels at leagues and the Scottish Prem would be, Nathaniel Klein's a good player. He kind of thrive in that environment.
He could be one of the best players in that, as long as he comes back with no health issues. Obviously, he's been out for such a long time now, anyway. So we'll get into some of the comments then. A few on Traore before we start talking about them. Daniel Leyland simply says 133 million pence, maybe. Thor says Traore, no, just no. Big, quick, and one good half a season. People think he's R9. Proper Ronaldo. Question is football intelligence. Bilbo Baggins, fresh off an incredible adventure, really, where he defeated Smaug, says neither Adama or Sancho, both overpriced. Really glad Bilbo could make it back, and I wasn't sure that they had 4G or the internet in Hobbiton, but apparently they have. Neither Adama or Sancho, both overpriced, Georgia. Where do you sit with that then? I think they are both overpriced, aren't they?
Yeah,
and you wouldn't want to argue with Bilbo Baggins either, would you?
Four. I mean, what a comment section. I think anybody nowadays is pretty overpriced. I think when you look at the kind of money that's getting thrown about, I mean, how long ago was it? 10 years ago, that 80 million was the best player in the world, and now it's you have to maybe fork out 200, 300. It's a constant kind of circle that we keep talking in of money and football, but I think 133 million for Sancho or Traore is just far too much.
Yeah, Adam Bennett on Periscope says keep away from Traore. Joe Exotic says hiya Chris and gives me two fists and a fucking dog. Is that? I'm not fisting a dog, mate. And we'll move on then. Shaqiri comments. Danny9541. Am I the only one who thinks he's worth more than 25 million? I'm a big fan of Shaq. He has a massive impact on the side. And I'm going to add in brackets for a little man. In my opinion, he's worth at least £35 million. Georgia, £35 million for Shaqiri. Do you think that?
No, I'd say 25 is probably about right for him, maybe 30 if you're pushing it, because he is a good player, you can't deny that. And when you look at his resume and the teams he's played for and kind of been instrumental in at times, I mean, he is a good squad player, and I think any side he'd kind of slot in.
I just don't see in this, in a COVID-19 world or post-COVID-19 world that we're getting anywhere near 35. But I agree, if he's playing every week, he can have a massive impact on the side. Stephen Somerville, hello, mate. Shaq has been a very good player for us as a backup for the front three. Just hasn't lived up to what they are really during his time here. I think it's time for him to go now, really. And that's an interesting one. I think, if he's willing to stay around and put a shift in, then I'd be happy to see Shaqiri stay, because he has got the talent, as George has talked about. But I think also, if you're going to get £25 million for him, and then, let's say Timo Werner's 50, you'd defo do that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So Curtis, on Curtis, Sam Mahoney says, sounds like Curtis is only wants to stay and not go out on loan. I think that's the general gist of it. And you can see why, can't you, mate?
Yeah, I think especially the same sort of train, if Shears and Shaqiri's kind of leaving and things like that, spaces kind of open up, and I generally see Curtis Jones getting a run out. Like we said, if the season was going as it was planned and the break obviously didn't happen, once that league's kind of wrapped up, it would have been nice to see him get some start, maybe even some minutes in the Premier League.
And finally, from Stephen Somerville again, Curtis Jones is clearly a true Scouser, is wanting to win many things for his club and city. Looks like a captain for the future, in my opinion. Do you think he'll ever captain Liverpool?
I would like to think so. I think it's the same kind of feeling we have towards Trent. It's always nice to see kind of homegrown Scouse lads love him playing for Liverpool. So it'd be great to see him.
I think you've kind of hit the nail on the head there. I think if Trent Alexander-Arnold wasn't at Liverpool Football Club, I think Curtis would become a captain, or potentially in the future. But we're living in a world where, in a few years' time, Trent might be the captain for the next 10 years. He could stay at Liverpool for 15 years. Trent will be in the first team for 15 years. And he could be captain for 10 of those. When you think of the likes of Jordan Henderson maybe moving on in a few years, Virgil van Dijk maybe moving on in a few years, I imagine Trent's going to be the shoo-in captain. And, Curtis might become a vice-captain or something like that. But Trent's going to be the man, isn't he?
It'd be very nice to see kind of, sort of the Steven Gerrard, Jamie Carragher kind of dynamic between them of Curtis Jones and Trent.
Absolutely. Connor Southwick says, Pajach, have you heard of Michael Edwards? I bet he could get 35 for Shaq. He's probably right, to be fair. And A. Lauren just says, I mean, if Traore is valued at 133 million, Shaq is definitely worth 30. I agree with that as well. So there you go. That has been Redmen News. Don't forget to come back and go to the main Redmen channel at 7:30 this evening. We'll be doing that Be in Liverpool rewatch along. Thank you very much for watching. One more comment. Adam Bennett says, Trent is captain and Jones is vice. Two Scousers, same as Stephen Carragher. Exactly echoing what George has just said. Like this video. Thank you very much for joining us, George. And thanks for Tom on the 1s, 2s, and 3s. We'll see you next time on Redmen News.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.